one day.
A blessed and a wonderful Sunday morning to all of you listening to this Because He Lives radio program. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. I am Reverend Marina Taylor, one of the assistant pastors at the Bangor Church of the Nazarene. With me is Minister Darren Burke, a member of the Bangor Church of the Nazarene, who will share with us our opening prayer. After the prayer, Brother Darren will also share with us some announcements.
Eternal Father, the great I Am, the one who was and is to come, we thank you, Lord, for waking us yet another day. This is a day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I pray, dear God, as we go into this discourse in spiritual gifts, dear Heavenly Father, we'll be able to better identify what the spiritual gifts are and what they do. And indeed, in explaining it, dear God, we too may get to know each other better, dear God, and probably we would know the gifts that you would have deposited within us and are eager to stir up in us, dear God, as we explain the different characteristics of the spiritual gifts to which you have so blessed the body with. I pray, dear God, that once we identify our purpose, once we have identified those gifts, that, Lord, it will motivate us as the body of Christ to exercise those gifts to the maximum so that the body of Christ would rise up and be the powerful entity with which you desire it to be. Bless today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Church of the Nazarene, Barbados District, invites one and all to a quarterly service to be held on Sunday, the 15th of October, at 10 a.m. at the Western Light Church of the Nazarene, with the theme, Embracing Change. Come and be blessed as we worship God together. All are invited. And the very next day, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Bank Hall Nazarene Church, the 16th of October, will be a panel discussion on the gift of tongues. Panelists include Reverend Anderson Kelman, Reverend Caswell Jemmett, and Pastor Patrina St. Hill. Come, air your views and get clarity on the gift of tongues. Planning that wonderful, magical season called Christmas? Well, look no further. The Church of the Nazarene Cooperative Credit Union offering Christmas loans borrow up to $5,000, 7% interest rate. Yes, with up to 2 years to repay. And want to install those photovoltaic panels, get your batteries in, and get those energy requirements needed? Look no further again. The Cooperative Credit Union of the Church of the Nazarene offers you up to $30,000 for installation and all your energy needs. Call us at 429-6734 and get in on the details today.
Thank you for those announcements, my brother. I am indeed grateful to our sponsors, Federal Motor Spares, for the sponsorship of this program over the years, and also the Church of the Nazarene for playing its part as we bring this program to you every Sunday morning. I pray God's blessings on your business as you take care of His business. May He also give you good health and strength as you continue to provide good service to the people of this nation. We just want to remind you that this month we are looking at the gifts of the Spirit. As I look at the listing of the gifts, they seem to be categorized in three segments. Namely, one, the enabling gifts, which equipped or enabled the saints for the work of the ministry. And the scripture reference for this is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. The second would be the serving gifts, which are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 through 10. They will add a new dimension to the Christian church if properly understood and faithfully exercised. So today, the gifts of tongues and interpretation of tongues has been discussed extensively and misunderstood. However, it will be discussed in the next few days. But today I share in brief the characteristics of the gifts of the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the gift of faith. Scripture reference is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and 9, and I will read. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. The gift of the word of wisdom enables one to apply spiritual truths to a situation in a specially anointed way so that others recognize that truth has been spoken. It can also be described as great insight, understanding, good judgment, good senses, ability to grasp the real essence of things, and get to the heart of the matter. The person who has been given the gift of the word of wisdom has the ability to discern a situation and speak the wisdom of God for clarification and encouragement. The word of knowledge has to do with an inspired insight about a fact or a situation. In short, the spiritual gift imparts the ability to perceive a fact as God sees it. The word of wisdom and knowledge are closely related, and sometimes wisdom and knowledge are spiritual gifts given to the same person, and the two often function in a complementary manner. It is a supernatural highlighting of power, of comprehension and communication through the power and leading of the Holy Spirit. For example, there have been times when praying or counseling with someone, the Spirit reveals something to you. And when you share with the person you're dealing with, they are somewhat taken back. And at the end of the session, the person says to you, "How did you know what I am dealing with or what I am experiencing? Because what you told me is exactly what I am faced with." Then the counselor or intercessor will say, "The Lord or the Spirit has laid that on my heart." Christians who receive this gift need to use it gratefully, with humility and a desire to minister. Also, to be equipped to bring God's truth into focus in our contemporary world. Faith. All Christians have faith. Some, however, have the spiritual gift of faith, which is an unusual measure of trust and confidence in the power of God to accomplish all He desires. This spiritual gift produces an extraordinary confidence in God, a confidence which draws upon His divine resources. The Christian who possesses this gift of the Spirit has a supernatural conviction that God will reveal His power in response to the prayer of faith. The gift of faith takes hold of biblical principles and, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, applies them to the current situation. Faith is not limited to getting things from God. It causes you to believe God even in the darkest hours. The Christian with the gift of faith often loves to spend long hours in prayer. At this time, I will turn over to Minister Darren Burke, who will now do his presentation on the four of the gifts. God bless you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verses 10, beginning to read. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. The gift of miracles. This gift is given by the Holy Spirit to do powerful, miraculous activities, such as restoring sight to the blind, raising the dead, or deliverance. Deliverance from demonic oppression, demonic possession, etc. The gift of miracles has the ability to start, restore, and increase our faith in Almighty God. According to Scripture, there are four types of miracles that we would have seen in God's Word. The gift of healing, exorcisms, nature miracles, that ability to calm a storm or anything of that natural activity, and restoration miracles, things like raising persons from the dead. Prophecy is the next one in this list form. It is the most mentioned gift in the Bible, more than any other gift, and one that Paul encourages believers to covet or to get. A prophet is basically a spokesman for God. He or she delivers the word of God to people by means of a direct revelation from Almighty God. Prophetic utterances can deal with certain individuals, the body of Christ, or even a larger context. It does not always refer to future activities. As a matter of fact, the meaning of this word is used far more to proclaim or to herald the word of God more so than to predict future events. So this gift is very important for the edification of the body of Christ. Next, just as important is the discernment of spirits to tell that if the person ministering is doing it of the Holy Spirit or not. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, and I quote, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God or not." Many false prophets are out there in the world, and we have to be very, very careful. And we have those persons within our congregation that sometimes may feel uncomfortable when particular individuals may go to minister, because they may be detecting in their spirits that that person is doing it from a wrong spirit. That girl Lydia that went around proclaiming, you know, the Apostle Paul and what's not, and Paul was able to pick up that that lady had a familiar spirit, and eventually he drove it out of her. So that's what the Holy Spirit does, has that ability to detect the spiritual differences in persons. And we are called upon, according to the Apostle Paul, to try the spirits. Next in list form would be the speaking of tongues, the diverse types of tongues. A miracle occurred in Acts 2 under the power of the Holy Spirit that gave birth to the church, where the persons were able to hear the gospel in their own language. And hence, because of that, they were able to be saved by the power of God. Some people see tongues as a prayer language as well. And there are also those persons who, by the gift of the power of the Holy Spirit, can interpret the tongues so that they too can be blessed, and also the entire body of Christ can be blessed from the person who is getting the revelation from God but speaking in a different language. So all of these gifts that would have been spoken about in this particular verse has the potential to bless the congregations mightily once used correctly and in order for God.
Let us bow our heads for a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies to us. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for what your word means to us. And God, even as we would study your word, I pray that it would be a means of drawing us even closer and closer to you. We are indeed in the last and closing days of time, and how important it is for those of us who know you, Lord, to understand the gifts that you have given to the church, that we can use those gifts as a means of bringing the body of Christ in a sense of camaraderie, where, God, we can work together using the gifts to enhance the body of Christ, to encourage us, oh God, to bring ourselves together. We thank you for the gifts. And so often, God, many times the gifts sometimes bring this unity, but Lord, this is not your goal. This is not what you intend. But God, the gifts that you have given to us is to unite and to build the body of Christ. So I pray, God, that even as we study your word, that God, our hearts would be encouraged, and we will have one desire, one purpose, and that is to do the will of your Father, our Father. We thank you, God, and we praise you. I pray for those, God, who may be going through rough times even now, that, God, you would meet every one of them at the point of their need. I pray, God, for healing. I pray for restoration. I pray, God, for comfort. I pray for peace. I pray, God, that you would flood our hearts with your joy, oh, God. And for those who might be mourning for the loss of loved ones, that, God, you would be the shelter, oh God, a place that they can run and hide. You would be the comforter. You would be the peace that they need even now, God. And I pray, Father, that as they rest and they trust you, oh God, that you will become real to them, and God, that they can testify of your goodness to them. So Lord, I pray that you will continue to be with us, and Lord, we entrust everything into your hands. We pray that, God, you would bless our nation, and God, we, our people, oh God, in this nation, Barbados, would have one desire, and that is to do the things that are pleasing in your sight, and most of all, to serve you. I pray that you will have your way. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ.
Song will sound like in Zulu.
Oh, that's it, guys. Well, come on, let's join them. This is how that scripture sounds in Afrikaans.
You to sing this song in Spanish.
Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor. Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor.
Yes, come on, let's.
Aún siendo muchos,
do it for Jesus.
Somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aún siendo muchos, somos en Cristo un solo cuerpo de amor.
Well, let's unite our hearts.
We are one
We've become one body.